guest today is Brady Gaster. What do you do?
I work on the Windows Azure Evangelism team, and my focus area is the Windows Azure Websites product. And kind of a .NET guy, so I tend to focus on the .NET developers in the Windows Azure website space.
Okay.
So I work a lot with Scott Hunter's team, Damian Edwards, because I do a lot of SignalR stuff.
Okay.
But primarily I'm focused on .NET technology.
Scott's been on my show.
Scott Hunter?
Yep.
Nice. He's a good guy.
Nice fellow. Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the websites. That's a pretty new thing. It's like, what, 6 months old now, or it's still in preview?
A little bit older than that, actually, and it is still in preview.
Okay.
We released it, I think it was June 7th of last year.
Okay.
2012, if you're watching this in the future.
Okay.
It's pretty much the easiest way I've ever seen to get a website up and running. I've used a bunch of different hosts, and I've worked for a couple of hosting companies as well. And I'd have to say that, honestly, not being the marketing guy, not being the sales guy, it's really the easiest I've ever had to be able to deploy websites. It's fantastic.
Walk me through the process of creating a website in Azure, Windows Azure Websites.
You log into the portal, and you get onto the button. It says new.
So it's click a big new. Button, too.
It's a big button. It's a huge button. You click new, then you go to compute, and then website, and then you can create either like a blank site. It just doesn't have anything running in it. We can do what we call a custom create, and usually the idea behind that is that you're going to create a website that has a database backend.
So to supply a connection string in that case.
Actually, you don't even have to do that. You can actually, when you say create custom, a couple of extra dialogues will appear, and you can actually say you want to connect to an existing SQL database, or you can create a new database, or you can even go as far as to create a new server. So if you've already got a couple of databases on a couple of servers out there, you can actually go ahead and create your own new server for one database for that particular site.
Okay.
And then it kind of spins for a second, and it's up and running, and you can actually browse your site within about 10 seconds of actually being, done. He was on the show last week, and he just can't handle the fact that he's not on the show this week, so he's got to invade.
So that's a friend of yours?
That's Kavina.
I think the coolest of the options is the blank site,
right.
The custom site. The coolest one is the gallery.
Yeah. And the gallery is actually really cool because we have 20 or 30 different applications in the gallery right now. Everything from stuff like WordPress to what I use, which is Orchard.
Uh-huh.
And we also have
both content management systems.
Basic blogging tools, CMS tools. And we also have a couple of new ones that are going to be coming out pretty soon. I saw one the other day. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but it's kind of almost like Basecamp, but it's social. It's pretty cool. Bunch of different stuff that's out there. I know that the original blogging tool that Mads Christensen started out a while back called blogengine.net, that one's actually on there as well.
Yeah, .NET Nuke's on there.
.NET Nuke is on there.
And then you're a .NET guy, but Joomla's on there.
Joomla's on there. WordPress, which is
WordPress
huge.
WordPress is PHP, So it's not just .NET stuff.
Right, that's exactly right.
Not just Microsoft stuff.
Right.
DOS Blog is on there.
Yep, And that's what that's Scott Hansman uses.
Yeah, that is an ASP.NET
Yeah, that's actually .NET one, but... We support, right now we support Node.js, ASP.NET, classic ASP. We also support Python and PHP. So you can do a little bit of Python on there. And from what I understand, you can actually do some C++ stuff on there as well. And the idea behind that is that we kind of have like a bring your own platform sort of concept.
Right.
The websites guys, Yohai Kiriati and Nir Mishkowski, that's in Yohai and then Nir.
Would you spell those for us, please?
No.
I'm just kidding.
NIR's NIR, kind of like the spaceship.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. They're actually the guys that are kind of the PMs behind Windows Azure Websites.
Uh-huh.
And they just have a lot of good stuff in store for us.
Now, is all that stuff possible because it all runs on IIS, or is it because you're using something besides IIS to use this?
It's IIS with some tweaks, obviously. But IIS has always been able to run PHP.
Right.
And IIS...
Not always, but for a couple years now.
Yeah, for a couple years. Always do.
You're a young guy. Not always for me.
I appreciate that. So, yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff that you can do on it, and it's just going to get better and better.
And it's what's the cost?
The cost. You can actually get started for free.
I like
you
that.
Can have 10 websites for free. if you decide that you want to do something like map a domain name to it, you have to go into what's called shared mode or reserve mode.
Okay.
But the additional thing that shared and reserve mode will give you is that you have the ability to scale horizontally or vertically.
So if your website gets really, really popular, then you
exactly.
add more instances.
Exactly. And one of the things that Yohai and Nir like me to say repeatedly is that you don't want to scale out so that you have fault tolerance. Because the way Azure Websites works, they're constantly monitoring all the different sites.
Okay.
And if anything happens, like if the site stops responding or we start noticing a 503 or anything wacky happening, they'll actually take that site and move it to another server dynamically. That's the good thing about Azure is that we'll just go, oh, there's a problem, let's move it over here to this server, and now you're up and running.
Okay.
Your files actually don't move because your files are stored in blob storage.
Okay.
Your files like live in Azure blob storage.
Hmm.
So like when you hit a site, there's kind of a pointer to where those files live.
I see.
Over in blob storage. So if you...
And blob storage has some redundancy already built in.
Exactly. Exactly. It's also geo-redundant. So if you have blobs up in Windows Azure, and let's say you are using the East data center. I'm from North Carolina. Probably hear the accent. In the East, we have a lot of...
I was born in North Carolina.
Cool.
What? Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Jacksonville? My mother spent the last 2 years of her life in Topsail Island. So I know Jacksonville well.
I was born at Camp Lejeune.
Nice. Yeah. I'm very familiar with Camp Lejeune. They used to drop mortars pretty frequently close to where my mom lived.
It's a magical place.
It's a great place.
Great place to raise a family.
Yeah, but yeah, it's an odd place, that's for sure. I think that we have a couple of nicknames for it down there. But let's say you're in North Carolina, or we have a data center on the East Coast, and your websites or your blobs are stored in the East because you live in the East. Now let's say something horrible happens, like a hurricane, because that happens 8 or 9 times a year on the East. Let's say a hurricane comes in, takes out the Eastern data center. If your stuff's been geo-replicated, what that means is we always take, whenever like anything changes in your blob, we will actually take that and move it somewhere else, and then move it somewhere else.
Right, far enough away that natural disaster
is unlikely to hit. So your considerations about disaster recovery are kind of mitigated out of the gate if you're using geo-replication. Now, geo-replication is not currently available for websites, but it is available for storage and other stuff that we have already. So if you wanted to use geo-replication to basically make sure that your stuff's always safe, whenever you save it, it's going to go other places as well.
Okay.
So it'll always be completely safe.
So what, now let me just make sure I understand. The recommendation here is, it says better to scale up than to scale out, or it's better to scale out than to scale up?
There's not really a better there.
It's okay, I thought I heard you say make a recommendation. Is it better to have lots of little machines or just a couple of big machines?
Well, if you're trying to, I mean, in a traditional situation, if what you want to do is make sure that your site doesn't go down, but you don't have to worry about with us.
Redundancy is the key.
Yeah, because then redundancy is the key. So if one server goes out, you got another one.
Okay.
But we kind of have redundancy baked into our system.
Okay.
So if we start to see that there's a problem with one with your site, we're going to move it off to a different box.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to scale up, you can basically have a shared instance server, which you're running kind of like normal shared hosting,
right,
where you're running on a server with other customers.
Right.
But if you don't like that, or you have some sort of certification requirement that dictates that you have your own box, you can actually go from shared to reserved. And when you go from shared to reserved, all of your sites live on your own instance.
Okay.
And at that point, you can actually scale up and out. So I could go to reserve, and like let's say my performance isn't exactly where I want it to be, because I'm on a small, I can go from small to large, however I want to. And then if I want to get really powerful, I can actually create multiple reserved instances. So I can actually scale up to my own reserved instance. And if I want more power, I can scale out.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So reserved means I have my own virtual machine and multiple ones if I want to scale out.
Exactly.
Shared means I'm on a virtual machine. Other websites might be on the same virtual machine.
Right.
And then the free one is essentially a shared instance with some limitations, right?
Right. It's a shared instance with like a lower bandwidth rating, and
you don't get the DNS.
And you don't get DNS.
Customer domain name.
Right.
Is that going to come ever for freelance?
For the freelance,
I have a lot of cheap viewers.
Right now, I don't know of any plan to provide DNS to the free. The lowest tier that we offer that is share.
Okay.
But if that changes, I promise to let you know.
All right, so they go to the portals at WindowsAzure.com?
It's manage.WindowsAzure.com. But if you want to sign up, if you don't already have an account, just go to WindowsAzure.com. In the top right-hand corner, you'll see a Try It Now link. And you can sign up for free 90 days. Now, that free for 90 days is all the other stuff in Azure, like Service Bus, Storage, SQL, et cetera, et cetera. But websites is free forever. So you can actually have 10 free websites as long as you don't need a domain name. If you're cool with the AzureWebsites.net domain,
yep.
You can actually run forever for free.
That's great. Yeah. What do you learn about this? Are the good resources there to learn about, or is there a better place?
Well, if you go to WindowsAzure.com, you're going to have a whole bunch of resources. There's a document center, documentation center, and there's also a develop center that you can find out about mobile or Node or PHP or ASP.NET.
Right.
But in addition to that, my team, the evangelism team, or not my team, but the team that I'm employed by.
Right.
Thank you, guys. We actually produce a Windows Azure training kit, and that training kit is actually open source. We have it on GitHub, so if you were to download that training kit, see an error in it, you can actually submit a pull request, and we'll bring that into the documentation. So you can actually, or you can actually make that documentation better by submitting pull requests to us, and we actually bring those in.
And that's a huge training kit. Yeah. There's tons of
huge. There's, yeah, I think there's, last time I counted, I think there was 60 hands-on labs and probably just as many presentations. On everything you could think of that you'd ever want to do in Azure is already out there.
You ever do any blogging?
All the time.
About Azure?
All the time.
Where can you find that?
BradyGaster.com. In case you can't understand what I'm saying, because my southern accent, that's my name, BradyGaster.com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm BradyGaster on Twitter. If you want to find me on Facebook, BradyGaster on Facebook.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very creative with my usernames. So. Boom! There's Kev. Kavina.
Any final thoughts?
Not that I can think of. I'm really enjoying MVP Summit. You can probably see that we're hanging out in the greatest team in the world, Stadium Seahawks. We're hanging out here. We're kind of hidden away in the quote-unquote quiet area so that we could actually do a recording. And these guys probably want to get back into the summit and hang out with their friends and their community members. So I'm going to cut this off and let them meet up with their posse.
Brady, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, man. Take care. Out at the Microsoft MVP Summit. We're actually in the Seahawks Stadium right now, and I'm basically hanging out here where I can talk to my friends about technology. So we're all hanging around talking about technology and friends, and we're just doing our thing. And I've really enjoyed this recording episode, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.